Good morning, everybody. This is Ross Mosteller with Metal Arc Extension District. The weather has been especially cold and trying for those of us that are involved in the livestock industry, and hopefully this last cold snap is the final one that we'll see for the season. For those of you that have been calving right now, certainly has been a challenge. My thoughts have gone to all of those that are out doing those night checks and trying to take care of babies in such frigid conditions. The topic I'd like to focus on today is the value of heifers in an operation. Oftentimes, if you're involved in a cow-calf operation, when those new babies hit the ground, you're probably looking for a bull calf to be born, as steers tend to have higher value, be a little more efficient in the feed yards, and something that most of the time, on the feeder's side, we're looking for steer babies. However, many people like the heifers, not only from a replacement standpoint, but from the fact that they give you a little bit of flexibility in terms of marketability and versatility within the operation. As we look at the national cow herd, you've probably heard that we're at the lowest levels since the 1950s. You know, we're somewhere under 29 million head. A lot of that has been driven by drought in recent years. And so it's created a situation where cow herd's at a low number. We have tight supplies of calves in the market. So prices are really good right now for those of us that are selling calves. That's all positive. Unfortunately, if anybody has seen the data from LMIC and USDA, cow cost, the amount of cost that it takes to keep a cow going all year, has increased as well. Last year, in 2023, LMIC estimates that it cost around $1,088 to keep a cow for the year. If we go back just 10 years, in 2014, it was $879 to maintain that same cow. So while prices are high, and that seems good, 24% increase in our cost of keeping cows around certainly cuts into our profitability. So what do we do with these heifers, and how do we make the most out of the heifer side of the baby calves that are being born? Right now is a key time for operations to determine, are you going to sell your heifers, take advantage of good calf prices? Are you going to hold them back, try to hit that peak cyclical market where their calves might still capture some value? What might be the strategy? That is something that we have to think about. There's lots of tax implications. Extended drought across the Midwest is causing problems. Hopefully, recent moistures gives us an indication that that might break. But feed supplies are tight. High input costs that we already talked about. So, you know, there's a lot of things that go into this to determine, do you keep that heifer, do you sell her? To kind of help with all of this, we are planning to do a meeting called Rebuilding the Cow Herd on Monday, February the 5th at the Woolsencroft Event Center at the Metal Arc Extension office here in Seneca, Kansas. We have Dr. Jenny Iff coming in to talk about risk management. We have Dr. Jason Warner, our cow-calf specialist, talking about developing heifers. I'll be involved in a kind of heifer selection activity. And then our meal sponsors for the event are Frontier Farm Credit. And we have representatives from Farm Credit to talk about financing, risk management, expansion tips, those things as well. If that's of interest to you, encourage everybody to visit our website and look for that Rebuilding the Cow Herd meeting, www.metalarc.com. ksu.edu, or you can contact us here at the Extension office. Phone number 785-336-2184 in Seneca, or you can email me directly, rmostell at ksu.edu. We do ask for an RSVP by February the 1st. And again, that meeting February the 5th, 6:30 p.m. here in Seneca. We'll provide you a meal and hopefully a good night of heifer selection and development activities. Again, we'd like to acknowledge our sponsor, Frontier Farm Credit, for providing the meal for us that evening. There probably is no one right decision on what we do with the female side of our cow-calf operation, and it takes a sharp pencil and a lot of work in figuring out what is right for you. Another tool that I'd suggest would be the KSU Beef Replacement Spreadsheet, found at agmanager.info. Kind of helps you punch in some numbers and do some of that math on your own. Good luck with your heifer marketing decisions. I hope you can stay warm out there and get through this another long weekend. This has been Ross Mosteller, Metal Arc Extension District, Livestock and Natural Resources. Have a great weekend.